Hi, everyone. It's Jackie. Welcome. I'm fired up, baby. You're going to love this episode with Allison Raskin. It's a new, fun, exciting episode, just like all of my daughters. They're all beautiful and unique in their own way. And you're going to love this episode. But before we get into it with Allison, honeys, let me just say, I made a comment last episode about how I wanted y'all to come through for you, girl, with some iTunes reviews, and in those reviews, drop a product or your skin routine, and y'all came through for me. So, as usual, let me just say how grateful I am of all the honeys and their support. I am nothing without you. Thank you for embracing Natribute. Thank you for spending your week with me. I know there's lots of pods out there. There's lots of things going on in the world. So the fact that we can all come together for an hour, I'm honored, quite frankly. So thank you to that. And I also just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Rebecca, my producer. She kills it, man. She kills it. I text her. I say, where's my free shit I was promised? Can you change my studio time? I got a Chrysler audition. Whatever. She answers me back. She moves the appointment. She gets on that email. She says, where's Jackie's free shit? She gets my free shit sent to me. Rebecca, I see you. I just want to say that on the pod. Okay, so thank you to her. She kills it. I text her. I said, you're a badass bitch in the pod game. And she certainly is. So thank you to Rebecca. And she also pulled these reviews for me. So thank you, Rebecca. Okay, let me just read a few of these for y'all, okay? This review is from Glitter Elephants. They said, Natribute is my favorite pod. It's changed my life. I actually take my makeup off at night with almond oil and a washcloth. What? I love that. I love a good oil cleanse. Thank you to Glitter Elephants. Mrs. FH1 says, I love using charcoal toothpaste. It whitens my teeth so well. You know, I just cannot get these teeth white. I cannot get them white. I don't know what is going on. I think I am immune to whitening things. I went to the dentist last year and I had a whitening done. My teeth looked white for like 5 minutes and then they looked yellow again. I don't know what's going on. I don't smoke. I don't drink coffee. I don't know why my teeth will not lighten up. And in some light, I'm like, oh, hey, you look cute, teeth. And then I put on a white shirt and I'm like, yellow. It was all yellow. I brush my teeth for you. And everything I do, my teeth are still yellow. Has Weird Al done that? He has to have done that. Anyway, thank you for the tip, Mrs. FH1, but I've used charcoal toothpaste and it did not do shit. My teeth are just destined to look this way and I have to make peace with that as a person. But thank you for that. Okay, here is a semi-long one, but it's great. This came in from Anything 724. There's something I just love about the times when Jackie J starts yelling during the podcast. I thought it wouldn't be for me because I usually can't listen. I usually listen to chiller podcasts. I can't read. But once I listened to the Rhea and Cameron episode, what can I say? I'm a hardcore honey now. My wife and I also can't quit singing the Natribute theme song together. So in all great stuff, here's my nighttime skin routine lately. 1, use micellar water on a cotton pad to break down my makeup and SPF. 2, wash my face with a gentle foaming cleanser. 3, pat on hydrating toner. 4, pat on eye cream. 5, pat on an acid exfoliator every third night. 6, pat on some moisturizer, cheap antioxidant moisturizer from Trader Joe's. 7, put a couple drops of squalene oil on my cheekbones, neck, and décolletage. And yes, honey, I put all that stuff on my neck and chest, too. I absolutely cream my neck and keep my fringe fresh. Anything 724, I see you. I see you. That was the perfect thing to do. You're killing it with the game. I love that you listen to Natribute as a couple. Yes to that. And I'm just going to throw in a really, like, little brag real quick. Okay, so yes, Rhea and Cameron's episode of Natribute, if you haven't heard it, is amazing. We're talking about Rhea Butcher and Cameron Esposito. They're a married couple, and they're both comedians, and they came on in February. Okay, listen, I've, like, wanted Cameron and Rhea to be my best friends. Like, I've been trying so hard, like, to be chill. Like, I came over to their house, I recorded Natribute, I brought the dog, and they were like, hey, we should hang again. And I was like, yes, we're going to become best friends or whatever. So then they, like, emailed me, and they were like, hey, can we get your number when you can come over with the dog? And I was like, here it comes, we're best friends. Then I shouted out this company called Noto Botanics, and they're like a gender fluid a non-binary brand for skincare and makeup. And that's just to say that, like, you know how we gender everything. They keep it real clean and simple. So they say everyone's welcome to use our products and we want everyone to use them. And they're awesome products. I really, really love their multi-benny stick. It's like a little stick of color and they come in all bunch of colors. But I like the Ona Ona. It's like a peachy. And I do my cheek and my lip and my eye. And I'm like, boom, honey, I look cute. Whatever. So I talked about them. Then Gloria Noto, who started the company, emails me and says, hey, will you give some stuff to Rhea and Cameron? I said, of course I will. So I went over to their house and I dropped off a bag of Noto's products. Okay. And then, you know what? I released. I said, Jesus, take the wheel. I got a text from Rhea the other day. I mean, I got a fucking text from Rhea, who's like literally the coolest person in the world. And they were like, hey, I loved that Noto stuff. That serum is like changing my life. That's what Natchbeaut is about. That is what Natchbeaut is about, finding out about brands that you love and support and find out cool things about, and then you buy them and you love them. That's what Natchbeaut is about. Life became full circle in that moment, so that is very exciting. Shout out to Rhea for that. Shout out to Noto for that. And shout out to everything 724 for writing that great review. Here's one more. This is from M. Cochran 18. First of all, I'm a fellow Dallas honey. I have a long Korean skincare routine, but I have to shout out Soya Essence. They have some amazing toners in skincare and shampoo. They're a mom and pop shop, and I loved meeting them and using their products. I also bought the Desert Essence Facial Restorative Oil, and I'm in love. Everyone needs to try it. I love that. Desert Essence, great cruelty-free brand on a drugstore price point. Love hearing that. Winona Starr just wrote heart, 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 which I think is a play on me asking everybody to write fart, 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 fart. So I see you, Winona. I'm a fan of that. Two more and I'll get y'all out of here, okay? This one's from Molly Moo. Sophie Uliano's tip to start putting vitamin C serum on in the morning literally changed my life and the brightness of my skin. Love you guys so much. Also, farts, 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 farts. See you, Molly. Yes. How great was Sophie Uliano? Oh, she's amazing. That episode is super fun. If you're a new fan to Natchbeaut, I want to say thank you to all the new fans, by the way. A lot of y'all have been hitting me up recently because I've guested on a few other podcasts and you found Natchbeaut. Thank you. I see you. I see you. I welcome you. You are welcome to the honeys. Thank you for the downloads. Thanks for checking me out. Oh, hi. Thanks, Allison Rosen, for the boost. Yes, queen. Okay. So, next one. KDunk17, honey. As a fellow Dallasite, I love listening to Jackie J and her love of all things beauty, as well as completely unrelated chit-chat. Thank you. I'm self-conscious that I go off topic too much. Girl has got me buying only cruelty-free products and I can't stop listening to her at all hours. Obsessed nightly beauty routine. Makeup remover, skin laundry cleanser, Rayor eye gel serums, that's R-Y-O-R. Currently Glossier Super Glow and SkinCeuticals Discoloration Defense Night Cream. Only one with hyaluronic acid, Aquaphor on my lips. Keeping it simple, honey. I like it. Thank you so much for these reviews. Okay, I lied. There's one more and then I'll be done. This is from Rachel Boswell. Love this pod. Jackie J is one of a kind. Nighttime routine and some real hot products. One Love Vitamin B Enzyme Cleansing Oil! ! Okay, I like that company. One Love. Marie Veronique Daily Exfoliating Cleanser. Indy Lee CoQ10 Toner. Ooh! Jen Bartels just brought that up on Natchbeaut. Herbivore Blue Tansy Mask. These are all with ! Lush Green Lightning Marie Veronique Tinted Sunscreen. Lush Grease Lightning Marie Veronique Tinted Sunscreen. Honey, Rachel, girl, I see you. You got a routine, honey. I'm here for it. So that was very, very exciting for me. Thank you to all of the honeys who wrote those reviews. And let's keep them coming, baby. I love this. I love getting the tips and the feedback in a healthy, constructive way. Let's do it. Yes. Okay, everything we talked about on this episode of Natchbeaut will be up on Natchbeaut.com. And have a great time. Enjoy Allison Raskin.
You are a natural beaut. You are a Natchbeaut. 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 Na 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 na. Natchbeaut. Oh yeah.
Are you Natchbeautin'? Whoa. Welcome to Natchbeaut, baby. It's Friday. It's June. It's a fun month. We're feeling summery and sexy and cute. I clearly have a lot of energy today. Get ready for that. Oh, I'm so excited to have my guest here. You know, she hasn't been on Natchbeaut yet, but her comedy partner, Gabby Dunn, has been here. And there's lots to talk about. She has a new podcast called Gossip. which is a scripted comedy soap opera, which sounds so up my alley. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about her book, the New York Times bestseller, I Hate Everyone But You, that I've already read, honey, okay? And she is, like I said, comedy partner with Gabby Dunn, and they co-created Just Between Us, the channel on YouTube, which is very funny. She's also a dog mom to Sugar, who is here with us on the mic. So please welcome Allison Raskin. Hi!
Hi!
Welcome to Natch Butte.
Oh, I'm having the best time. Both of our dogs are set up on chairs with mics in front of them.
Well, you know, I realized very quickly that you love your dog as much as I love mine. And so I said, this needs to happen.
It's like really nice to meet someone who's like on that same level.
I agree.
Because sometimes people make me feel a little crazy.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how I choose to live my life.
But also, like, Sugar's very special. I can tell instantly.
Thank you.
And same, that's how I feel about Chooch.
Oh,
like, she's
same.
Not just a regular dog, so no wonder I'm obsessed with her. And we're best friends.
Of course. Yeah, when you have this level of friendship between you and your animal, like, how can you not bring them everywhere?
I agree. So you and I, well, let's not lie to people. We're not really friends. We just met.
Yeah, we just met for the first time on, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, at Gabby Dunn's birthday.
Yes.
And I knew you were coming on to promote Gossip, and I came over to you and I just said, hi, you're coming on Natch Butte. I'm so excited. We started talking beauty and I cut the convo short.
Yes.
I said, save it for the pod.
Yeah, I didn't want to give away all my goods.
Exactly.
Which is about 1 minute.
Well, you know what? There's lots of stuff to talk about, so don't you stress about that. When Gabby was on, we just talked about deodorant and toothpaste.
Oh, that sounds like her.
We didn't even talk about
Does
makeup.
Does she use either?
I would hope so. You would probably know more than I would.
Not as often as we'd like.
Yes. You know what? Everyone's on their own journey, and that's what's important. That's what's great. So I just really quick wanted to say that I've read your book.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, yay.
And I said this to you at the party, but I am 100%. There's two characters in the book, and I'm pretty sure one's based on you and one's based on Gabby.
Yes.
Pretty sure. But I am you. Well, I say I'm your character, but with the other character's family.
Oh, but, that's the worst of both worlds.
You know, listen, because I went to film school. I lost my virginity to a frat guy. I don't want to ruin every plot point of the book, but anyway, I think everybody should read the book. I Hate Everyone But You.
Oh,
New York
thank
Times
you.
Bestseller. Yes. So anyway,
Woo.
I love that. You and I have a lot in common. We're both dog moms.
Yeah.
So to warm up, the first thing I want to ask you is, do you like my sandals?
I do.
I just got them on eBay.
I like them a lot, actually.
I just got them on eBay.
I've been thinking about getting these, like, more platform sandals because they give you more support.
Yeah. I mean, there is nothing like a Doc Martin.
Is that what they
They're
are?
They're so heavy.
Oh,
I feel like I'm walking with, like, big old bricks, but in a good way.
Do you think that you're burning extra calories?
I think so. It's sort of like when people jog with weights around their ankles or something. Yeah.
This is a new workout routine.
Maybe I could do, like, Pilates in these, and then I'll get real cut.
I was doing workout with my trainer this morning, and I just kept making these noises that I'd never made before. I was like, whoa! It's like out of exhaustion? I don't know.
Boredom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, are you okay?
What kind of stuff do y'all do then?
Well, we used to do a lot of strength training stuff, but not to get too deep, but now I'm trying to lose some weight as a result of a medication I was on. And so now we're doing more fat-burning cardio stuff. So we're switching it up.
I saw the video on y'all's channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't want to say I stalk you. I'm just a fan of Gabby, so I became a fan of you through Gabby.
That's what we want. That's great.
Yeah. I'm a fan, baby.
That's amazing.
I
don't know you that well, but I'm already a fan.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this.
Me too.
What's your sign?
A Gemini.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay.
I have Gemini friends. I dated a Gemini once.
See, I don't believe in this stuff.
Okay,
so I don't know if that's going to be a problem in our new friendship.
Such a Gemini thing to say. I'm just kidding. I'm not really that into it either. It's just interesting. Okay, let's start with a game that I made up for us.
Oh, wonderful. I hope I win.
It's called How Many?
Okay.
Basically, what it is I'm going to ask you a question, and it starts with how many?
Okay.
And then you answer it.
Sure.
How many brushes do you use to do your everyday makeup?
Zero.
What? No brushes, Allison.
I'm a bad candidate for this podcast.
No, you're not. What does that mean? You just don't wear any makeup or you use your fingers or what?
At this point in my life, I'm not really wearing much makeup.
And that's great.
Because I have eyelash extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And so my eyelash extensions have really just like given me that pop that I need.
Yep.
and I'm blessed with pretty good skin. So kind of the only makeup I'll wear on a regular basis is like just a powder, like a Clinique powder, which I use the thing that it comes with.
The little, wow.
But I'm probably not supposed to.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
You could argue that the makeup industry has played into us all and said, we need to sell more crap. So
right.
They say you need all these brushes when you could just use the little thing that comes with the powder.
So that's what I've been using. But like, I don't even use it every day anymore.
Yeah. Wow. I'm intrigued by that. Well, the next question then is definitely going to probably not be that exciting. How many eyeshadow palettes do you own?
Own probably like, what's a palette? Like multiple colors?
Yeah, like anything that comes in multis.
Probably like three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to
wear eyeshadow, but in my opinion, I think it makes me look worse.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to find an eyeshadow that looks good both in real life and on camera.
Very interesting.
Yes.
These palettes that you have, can you recall the color story of them?
I would like go with like I used to wear like a rose gold kind of thing, but I don't think it did much for me. And I think I also had some purples. I mean, if I'm feeling like crazy, which I haven't felt in a while.
Like if
God.
You're like, hey, I'm going to the Oscars tonight.
I don't even know. I like when I get my makeup done professionally, I tell them all I want is eyeliner.
I mean, this is great. You do have gorgeous skin.
Oh, thank you.
Which I will. Oh, okay. So this one's fun for that. Okay. How many steps in your skin routine?
Okay, ready?
Don't let me down, Allison!
Let me think. So my skin... And this is just the morning, or we're counting
I'm
night?
I'm leaving it open for interpretation. You could either pick morning or night. I didn't put that on you.
I'm going to say, combining both, three steps.
Okay.
So first step, wash my face in the shower.
Okay.
Second step, I put on some cream.
Okay.
And then third
like
step...
Like a moisture cream.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is a product I really care deeply about.
Oh, I can't wait.
And then third step, at night I just use like a makeup wipe and I don't wash my face. I just wipe off with a thing. Am I going to get hate mail?
Well, I think, I don't want to be judgmental, but you just are blessed and privileged with good skin.
I agree.
And you don't understand some other
Absolutely.
People have to really work to have your gorgeous do.
Oh, thank you. And I that's a big thing when people ask me what I do. I say it's just luck. But I will argue that I think that there was some goodness to not going down the route of using too many products.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Because I think when I have tried that, because my skin is very sensitive, it actually reacts badly to it.
Yes. You can overstrip.
Yeah.
I have been getting this weird little patch right here on the side of my face. It started in February, and I thought I was like, oh, I'm using something that's irritating my skin, because I have to use stuff all the time. I'm always trying stuff.
Yeah.
If I get sent stuff, I try to rotate it in to try it. But I also, like, can't go completely off on a new routine, because I'm trying to look
Maintain.
Cute all the time.
You look great.
And whatever, thanks. So something messed up my skin, and it was like this little red patch that was bright red with, like, little tiny, like, clogged pores on top of it. And I was like, I can't have this today. No. So it finally went away. Then it came back. Then it went away. Then it came back. And it kept fucking with me because I'm trying to do sheet masks. I couldn't put a sheet mask on. I couldn't do anything. Finally went to the dermatologist and she says, oh, it's rosacea.
Oh, okay.
I have to like come out as a rosacea
My mom
victim?
Has rosacea and I know I will get it as well.
That's so scary.
It's just redness.
Right. But, so, because I said to her, I go, there's little, like, pustules on the top of it. And she was like, that's rosacea. I Googled it. Yeah. But I've also gotten some other opinions from non-medical professionals, because that's what we all do. My friend was like, no, you've just overstripped your skin. So the dermatologist said to me, stop using so much harsh shit.
Yeah.
Because I go hard. I'm doing acids.
I think that sometimes that's bad.
Yes. So I think I'm trying to, you know, lasso it in.
Yeah.
And go, I'm trying to be a little bit more like Allison Raskin. You know what I mean? Take it down a notch.
I get very dry lips.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really bad. It looks bad and it's really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also get on the side of my lip, I'll get like cracks and like really. So I think that I have a big problem with dryness.
Yes.
All over my body.
So at night,
mm-hmm.
you don't do a moisture.
No, I don't. I think a lot of this comes down to my OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't feel like I can put a cream on unless I've washed my face and I feel clean, but I'm not going to, like, do a whole face wash. So then I don't feel like I can put the cream on. And it's just a spiral. But it seems to be fine. So I'm just kind of doubling down on it.
That's a good point. I don't have OCD, but I've had roommates that have.
Yeah.
So mental health always should be prioritized above skincare. That is Jackie J's seal of approval on that.
So yeah, I mean, I get in a lot of trouble about like beauty stuff or like people yell at me like because I wash my hair every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like an OCD thing. And so like I'll have hairstylists be like, you can't do that. And I'll be like, I'm going to. Because like I very like have figured out like what parts of me I like want to work on and what parts I'd rather just like that's just the way I am and that's fine. And like that's one of them.
That's really interesting. And I will also say, again, prioritize self-care for yourself. If that's mental self-care, then, honey, wash the hair, okay? Because that part of me is like, wow, every day, huh? You know what's so crazy is I washed my hair every day all through my entire high school 20s. Nobody said anything. Now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to not wash our hair that much. Like, why did the rules change?
Also, it's like you're dependent on your hair.
Yes.
And, like, I don't think that my hair looks that much any worse than other people's hair.
You have great hair.
Oh, thank you. And so I do a lot of hair products.
Yeah.
That's where I really get into my beauty routine.
Well, because you got great hair.
Well, I just, like, I try to really maintain it.
Yeah.
And, like, keep it. Like, I keep thinking if I find the right product, then everything will be okay.
Yeah.
As I think we all do, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you took photos of your hair stuff?
So, no, because I haven't found the right product.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so I haven't. I have not committed to either a shampoo conditioner system or a pre-blow dry oil treatment. Like, I change it up every time.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found something that I, like, love that much.
That you're like, oh, I look cute.
Yeah. Or, like, this works so much better than anything else. So, with my hair and with my... This is so funny because, like, no one else other than you would ever let me talk about this. So this is exciting.
This is what Nash Beauty is, honey. Welcome.
Oh, man. I live right next to a Planet Beauty, and it's, like, my kryptonite. I can't stop going in.
Yeah.
So, like, my only focus on my hair is, like, I mean, on my shampoo and conditioner is sulfate-free and then, like, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm, like, doing something fancy. And then in terms of my after treatment, I keep asking people for advice, so I keep buying these different things. But I think what works best for me is more like a classic oil. And I, like, because I have very, very thick hair, and I have to return to that because I haven't had that in a little bit.
And when you put the hair oil in, do you do all over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have an insane amount of hair. Like, right now I have a pretty severe undercut, and I still have, like, two people's heads of hair on my head.
Yeah. You know, it's because I wish I had a lot of hair.
There's
right. The grass is always greener, honey.
It takes so much longer to dry, and it's like you can't. So part of why I got the undercut was because my hair is shorter now, and I couldn't put it up because it was so thick. And now that I have the undercut, I can wear a tiny pony.
Wow, I can't believe you have an undercut and you still have all that hair.
Yeah.
Because I remember, when did you do the cut?
Like,
last summer?
No, in like November.
And what was the reason?
I had a dream about cutting my hair, and then I thought, oh, maybe I'll do it in real life.
You made your dream come true.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You're like, I feel like you a vision came to you, and then you made it happen.
Yeah.
I dig that.
And I think I also, I didn't want to feel like, I think a part of me felt like I was only pretty because of my hair, or like that I needed my hair to hide my face, and I didn't want to feel trapped by that anymore.
And I will, why is that so true for women?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like on Top Model when Tyra cuts everybody's hair and they start crying.
Yeah.
It's like so emotional.
I know.
Because I had long hair 5 years ago, and then I did a bob like your, which is what I have now, but it's a lob now because I've grown it out a little bit. But it was like a chop to my shoulders, a chop my bangs.
Yeah.
And it like changed my life.
In a good way?
Yeah. And I've booked more work and like it's
awesome.
Become a thing. And like, but it was just like, I don't know, that's what we've all had and what I grew up being told to have is like long hair, long straight hair, whatever.
I mean, I liked it at first. Now I'm over it and I'm kind of growing it out. I think part of the problem was that when I went on Zoloft, like I puffed up a lot. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to have the short hair with the round face was, like, I just didn't look like myself anymore. And so now I, like, I've switched medications. I'm trying to, like, so I'll see. If I, like, feel like I get back to my regular face, I might keep the short hair. But if not, I might grow it out.
You look so, your skin is glowing. You have a Zoloft glow.
Well, now I'm on Trintellix, so we can thank that.
Well, okay. Listen, side effects include glowing, honey. Well, let me keep going with our game. How many kisses do you give sugar a day?
100.
Yeah, Chuchi has a, funny you say that, she has a 100 kiss quota a day.
Yeah.
So she at least has to get 100.
No, it's in writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, next, how many bottles of shampoo are in your shower?
Well, okay, so there used to be a ton.
Yeah.
But I recently had a renovation and had to, like, move everything. And so now I'm really just down to one shampoo, one conditioner.
And you're not happy with it.
I'm about to be done with it, and I already bought, like, my replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're excited to bust open the new one and see?
Pretty excited.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
We love product names on Natch Beauty.
What's the one that's really good for colored hair that has, like, that little rainbow?
I don't know.
Tresemme?
Tresemme?
No.
No.
That's not it.
Honey, that's not bougie enough for you.
No, no. Why don't I know? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't like that I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't take a photo of it because I'm not attached to it.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Anyway, what should I be using in my hair after, like, as my styling product?
Well, I mean, we got to talk. Jonathan Van Ness was on here.
Oh, wow.
And you've seen his hair.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's amazing.
He loves Hair Story.
Hair Story. What is that?
It's a brand. The person who created it, I guess, used to work for Bumble and Bumble, and then they started
their
own.
I like Bumble and Bumble.
And it's cruelty-free. And they have it's called New Wash, which I didn't get because it has some cheap
derivative. Oh, is this like where I'm not supposed to wash my hair at all?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the New Wash would be good for you because I think it's supposed to, because Jonathan said to only wash your hair twice a week. But forget that.
We're not doing that.
So I think for your hair, I would assume you would need something really gentle.
Yeah.
Because it's daily. But for afterward, do you air dry or do you blow dry?
Blow dry.
Okay, so we would need something for that. I've been using, I'm obsessed with the ones I have, but we have very different hair.
Oh, okay.
I have no hair.
It doesn't look like that.
I use this one called Use Me.
Ooh.
And let me show you. They only have 4 products in the line, and it's supposed to be kind of like all across the board, every hair, everyone will love it. So I don't know. If you want to try it, I'll have her send you some.
I'd love to try that.
But it's a shampoo and conditioner.
Oh.
And depending on how much hair you have, there's like a little picture guide. So fine, medium, thick. Like you match the...
Yeah,
the...
I would need a lot. Yeah.
So I would use the little one. You use the thick. It smells really great. It's really clean smelling. It's not like floral or fragrant or whatever. But then the last step... there's 4 total, but I don't use the last one because it's for waves and curls. Is your hair pretty straight?
It looks straight. It's like kind of shapeless. So this isn't ironed.
So you would really like this mist, I think. This is the 6-in-1 DV mist, and I believe DV stands for daily vitamin. It's fight frizzes, defends heat, adds shine, refreshes, detangles, UV protects, moisturizes, and has liquid biotin to add strength, health, and length. But I love it. What I do is you can either blow dry or air dry with this because it helps protect your, heat protecting is really, would
important,
be really good.
Yeah.
But I love this. I just spray it on with my hair wet and it dries with just a little oomph because I swear I've lived my whole life with no hair oomph. I've only had hair oomph for the past few months.
With this product?
With this product and with some tips from Jonathan Van Ness.
Wow.
I mean, I sleep.
I think you sold me. I want it.
I sleep with my hair on top of my head in a pineapple. And that has really changed the game for me.
You're supposed to do that?
Well, Jonathan said, girl, you should listen to that app.
Okay, I'm going to listen to that episode.
But basically, he said that when we sleep at night, it's our body heat up against our hair. So essentially, we are putting a hair dryer up against our hair all night that's 98.6 degrees.
Oh.
So if you put it on top of your head in a loose pineapple like this with a scrunchie in it, which I have in here, it pulls it all off your head.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then he also says to use silk pillowcases.
Oh.
Because, again, it doesn't have as much heat as the cotton pillows.
Wow.
Which I use satin pillowcases because I don't use silk, but the option, they work for both people. And I guess bamboo as well will work. So I don't know. It's completely changed my hair.
Yeah.
If you would have met me a few months ago, you would have been like, I'm not trusting that bitch with hair, Kara. She's got terrible hair. But anyway, I'll have the Devin who owns Use Me. It's an LA-based, female-owned, indie, vegan, cruelty-free brand. I'm going to have her send you some.
Wow.
Just try it. You
this
might like
amazing.
It.
This is amazing. Thank you.
You know, but Hair Story. Hey, Hair Story, I know y'all listen to SU too. Send Allison some stuff, too, because they have all kinds of stuff.
Okay, great.
So you could try their styling products as well. And these are just, there's a million out there. Everybody tweet at Allison if you have ideas for the hair, okay?
Yes, please.
They have one called Dressed Up. I believe Dressed Up is the balm that's supposed to be good for heat styling.
Oh.
And it's $36, so it's a good price for you to feel good about it.
Yeah.
You like spending the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. That
okay,
was exciting.
Great.
How many times a week do you shave your legs?
Every day.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, 7.
Perfect. I read you. Is that more OCD or just you like feeling...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I don't feel clean if I haven't like shaved. If I like get home from like an airplane flight and I'm going right to bed, then I won't do it.
Yeah.
I normally shower in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and so I do it every day.
Nice.
And I shave my arms too.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You're like a Sphinx cat.
Well, I shave... Part of me.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you, honey. How many manicures do you get a year? She's thinking. She's thinking. Are you into nails?
30.
30? Okay, so you get nails.
Yeah.
Honey gets
I'm
nails.
I'm really into nails.
Let me see.
So I'm just not into skincare, but I'm
cute.
Into everything
Your
else.
Your nails look cute.
Oh, thank you.
Are these gels?
Yeah,
oh,
I get
honey,
gel nails like every
cute.
2 weeks. And then I do my pedicures like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, okay, so listen, because I'm the opposite.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked by that.
I know. Well, you know what it is, though? It's budget.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like I'm annoyed to pay.
Yeah.
We all have things. Like,
right.
You're like, I like to spend money on hair, whatever. Like, I spent a lot of money at the Fame Expo yesterday. I mean, way more than I thought I was going to. This woman sold me on this hair straightener. I was like, okay, fine. Like, I was buying, and I don't need it. I don't need any damn makeup, okay? And I especially don't need to be buying it, but I bought a lot of damn makeup. But I'm still like...
But it's what you do. It's what you love.
But I'm still just like... It's either that I'm too... It's combo. I'm too cheap. I also like don't like sitting there.
I hate it. No,
I don't like going.
I don't like going.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's a chore.
Yeah. But it's, again, like it makes me feel like, I think
together.
Because it makes me feel together because like I'm not really wearing makeup. So then I feel like put together because I have like my nails done.
But I'm telling you, it doesn't, to me, if I didn't know, like right now it looks like you have makeup on because your skin is so beautiful. It's so supple and healthy and clear.
Wow.
So you're killing it with
let's
that face.
Hang out all the time.
Yeah, let's hang out. Okay, let's see. There's not that many left. Actually, this is the last one.
Okay, great.
How many things do you consider yourself a stan for?
In terms of beauty?
I think of anything.
Maybe like...
I thought of this question and I was like, I feel like I'm not a stan for like really much.
Yeah, it was like my dog.
Choo-choo's mine for sure.
Yeah. Like musicals.
Oh, okay. That's a fun one.
And then just reading.
I love that. I love that. That's so fun.
I love to read.
I love that you love to read. I love that about you. You're a stan for knowledge.
Well, I just like read fiction, but yeah, I guess you learn something.
You do.
Yeah.
My husband is an English major, was an English major, and he loves to read.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. It's one of his cutest qualities that he loves to read. He's always reading. I'm like, what book are you on? What are you listening to? He loves to read. I love that about him.
I love it. I read every day, multiple times a day, pretty much.
I love that. I've been trying to read more.
That's good.
Like I said, I read your book.
There you go.
So take that. I wanted to clarify in case somebody doesn't know what the term stan is, because I'm like an auntie. I had to like, I feel like I heard it dropped and I instantly knew what it was just because I had that CD. I had the Eminem CD, but for it to become a thing now is very interesting because that CD came out
late.
When I was 13. Yes. So I just wanted to read the Urban Dictionary definition of a stan. It's based on the central character in the Eminem song of the same name. A stan is an overzealous, maniacal fan for any celebrity or athlete. However, it applies to anything that you are just absolutely unabashedly obsessed with. So you're a stan for books and your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the third one?
Musicals.
And musicals. Do you like all musicals or there's
no,
only a few that
there's
you're...
some that I really
That's
love.
How
yeah.
I feel too.
Yeah.
There's some that I can't get on board with. Do you like Hamilton?
I haven't seen it.
I know me too.
I know. It's really crazy. I love Jersey Boys. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm also a stan for the Four Seasons.
Honey, I think I might be a stan for the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I have a Four Seasons tattoo.
Oh, my God! Okay, I'm going to tell you a funny story really quick. I've never told this on Ash Butte. When I first moved to L.A., I used to pretend I was Misha Barton.
Really?
I mean, not like, I wouldn't, like, impersonate her. I just was trying to look, like, as much like her as I could.
Because
yeah,
I was not?
Kind of a stan for the O.C.
Yeah.
I was an O.C. stan.
Sure.
This was in 2006, so it was, like, ripe.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, I lived in the Oakwood Apartments, which are now something else. But at the time, the Oakwoods are famous for child actors. It's where people move to make it big in L.A. because mm-hmm. they're furnished or whatever. You know
right.
about the Oakwoods?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes. So, there's a woman who used to do hair at the Oakwoods. And she had her own little hair shop. And that was where all the kid actors went to get, like, their lowlights or whatever. So, I rolled in one day with Misha Barton's milk ad. And I said, I need my hair to look like this. And she gave me Misha highlights. And one time we were talking, and she told me that when she was young, she hooked up with Frankie Valli.
Really? Oh, man.
And it was great. I love hearing, like, older people yeah. tell their crazy tales of their youth.
There must be thousands of women.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was really exciting. I've seen Jersey Boys twice.
Oh, I've seen it maybe four times.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's amazing. Yeah, and I saw Frankie Valli on Broadway.
Oh!
It was, like, the best concert I've ever been to.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I came down the aisle to Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Oh, my... Are we the same person?
I know. And just,
that's my dream.
And just think, there are... millions of songs, and that's the one I chose.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Pretty that's powerful.
What
I,
that's what I've always wanted to
yeah.
choose. Yeah. It I was, love that song.
I wanted like a Heath Ledger in the Bleachers moment.
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah.
See, I loved that song before I understood its origins, and then
same.
I just like loved it even more.
But in Jersey Boys, like I literally, my heart joy, like engorges out of my body and like mm-hmm. flutters up to the top of the world when
oh,
he's,
and then when the
goes
horns
down those
come
stairs.
Out. Oh,
oh
yeah.
The horns! The horns! Oh, God. Okay. Well, that was really fun. Thanks for playing that with us.
Did I win?
I think you did win.
Great.
I thought it was great. I'm learning so, we're learning so much about you and beauty and everything. So we did talk briefly at Gabby's party about the eyelash extensions.
Yes.
How long have you been getting them?
I've been getting my eyelash extensions pretty much since I got dumped last April.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was sort of my, like, take back my life.
Yeah.
And because normally what I would do is do something crazy to my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time I was like, I like my hair. I don't really want to ruin my hair.
Yeah.
And so then I just started getting eyelash extensions. And I'm on to my second woman who does it. So mm-hmm. I changed places once.
Mm-hmm.
But now I like really love her and she's incredible. I'm the worst candidate
mm-hmm.
because I shower every day.
Yep.
I sweat all the time
mm-hmm.
While working out, but like still a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly crying.
Yeah.
And so those are the worst things that you can do to your eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
So I have to get them pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But it's still worth
How
it for
often?
Me.
Two
I go
weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's like a fill.
Yeah.
And she's fast. It's just, it's like if I ever get into some financial hardship, it's going to have to go.
Yeah.
It's really expensive.
Yeah.
But it's like sort of because I don't buy makeup and
right.
because also because honestly, I don't drink. And I
mm-hmm.
feel like a lot of people spend a lot of money drinking.
Yep.
I'm like, well, I'm allowed to do this.
I agree. It's your cocktails.
Yeah, it's my cocktails.
So I used to do eyelash extensions.
Yeah, you told me. That's amazing.
So I did them for 5 years. It was like my side job. And I
How
only
does it work?
I only stopped doing them last year.
What?
Because Natch Butte became my new side job.
Right.
So thanks, everybody, for those downloads. no, but honestly, thank you.
We appreciate you.
No, honestly. I mean, it's... You know, I've been hustling in LA for a long time and I've always had to work. I've always had to bust my ass and
mm-hmm.
I'm still busting my ass, but it feels much better to do this
exactly.
than doing eyelashes, which is great, but it's not what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to entertain and be funny. So I really, honestly, am very grateful. Not to be sincere and ruin the bit of the show, but okay, yes, we're thankful. But yeah, I did it for a long time and it's, so it's really fun to hear somebody. So you've been doing them for a year straight, over a year straight.
Yeah, over
yeah.
a year.
I had a couple lash stands. I did one woman for 5 years straight.
Wow.
Every single
Oh,
month.
I can't imagine my life without
yeah.
my lady. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Like, I had to film something for, like, Spotlight on Carson Daly, and it was, like, going to be my first late night TV appearance.
Yeah.
And I was, like, freaking out because, like, because of when it was, like, my eyelashes were kind of falling out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how to do my own makeup. Like, they weren't providing hair and makeup. I was, like, freaking out. And, like, I looked and she was, like, booked or not available. And I, like, texted her and was like, I have a very important thing. I need you to see me. And she, like, changed her schedule to, like, make it work. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I...
Because that's the one downside is as they start to fall out, there's not really anything you can do.
Right.
So that's why I choose to get them, like, even more regularly than I probably have to, just so I don't have that feeling that often.
Yeah. I had some folks that were in pretty deep.
Yeah, you get addicted.
I would get maniacal texts. and I had to set some boundaries.
Oh, really?
I had to set some boundaries. I would not answer texts after, like, 8 p.m.
Right.
And I wouldn't answer them before, like, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's because I was like, I'm not 1-800-LASH.
No.
You can't. And that was somebody who was doing it on the side. And whoever was coming to me knew they were supporting a dream. It wasn't just, I love, eyelashes are my passion and my career. I think it's different if that's the case.
Yeah. And, like, she's a business owner and, like, like, she owns the, you know, and she's looking to expand. And, like, I think she's, like, amazing and going to, like, have an empire. But it's very different when you know that it's, like, they were just probably coming to your house, right? Or where did you do it?
Some would come to my house and I would go to their house.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's different.
Yeah, but also, like, I just had to set some boundaries.
You always do.
Yes, because I've had people burst into tears after they had to take them off, or, you know, one woman was getting them for a long time, and then it is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
So I took them off for her for free. I said, you know, come over, I'll take them off, because it is hard to go through the, like, shedding.
Right, yeah.
So she had, like, a few left. I said, come over, I'll take them off. I took them off. She burst into tears, looked in the mirror and said, I look like a man. It was so sad. Have you seen that Kermit the Frog gif?
No.
It's like what I look like without my lashes.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know.
I know most memes.
Memes. Look, is it... sometimes I reveal my age, okay? I get them confused.
No, it's not wrong what you said.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was going to kind of like run through it with you and
okay.
the audience.
Great.
In case anyone out there wants to get eyelashes. So I'm going to explain to you, like, how it works and what you do. And then if there's anything that I'm saying that you feel is different from how you do it, chime in.
I mean, I have no idea what she does. I just close my eyes, and then when I open them, I have eyelashes.
Great. So you roll up to your salon of choice.
Uh-huh.
The person says, hello, whatever. You go in the room. You lay completely flat.
Yes.
Yes. Then they put... Does she put little, like, pads or tape under your eyes and has you close, or are they already closed and then she somehow seals your eyes while they're closed?
No, she puts them on while my eyes are open, and then I close.
That's what I would do as
well. And then I have to tell her when it's too close and they hurt.
Yep, perfect. That's exactly what I would do as well. And basically why you do that is so that your bottom eyelashes are covered up so that you don't accidentally put an eyelash extension on your bottom lash and you don't accidentally glue people's eyes shut.
Oh.
So that is to cover up the bottom eyelashes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that's what it was doing.
Yep. Because one time I was very new in the game and a friend of mine was over to get lashes and she fell asleep and her iPad under her eye, not like, you know, I'm going to swipe on my iPad. The pad under her eye that I placed had fallen down and I didn't notice because I was new. And I put a lash on every single one. She woke up. Her eye was completely glued shut. And I said to her, hey, I've glued your eye shut. I'm going to be honest. I've glued your eye completely shut. I'm going to get you out, and I guarantee you you're not going to lose a single eyelash if you remain calm. And to her credit, she remained calm as a cucumber, baby, and I got her completely out. Took about another hour. But so that's why you wear the pads, okay?
And if you're listening
and you want to get eyelashes and you're uncomfortable, you better tell the person. Say, hey, I think this pad slipped.
You have to. That's what's really uncomfortable, in my opinion, when you're like, because you feel like, oh, you're telling someone how to do their job.
Right.
But they need to know if you're, like, in pain.
Yes. And it can be very itchy. It can be uncomfortable because you do. You have essentially some tape very, very close to your waterline of your bottom eyelash. So it can be uncomfortable, but beauty is pain.
Right. Well, if the person's doing it right, it's not.
Right. 100%.
One time I had someone else and it was so painful. I left, like, before she was done.
Wow.
Yeah. But then you just don't go back to that person.
Right. There's lots of good work done out there. That's another tip. If you live in a city, wherever, and you see somebody with beautiful lashes, get their info, because not all work is created equal.
People ask me constantly.
Yes.
I just want to promote it's LA Lux Lash. Mm-hmm. So LA Lux Lash.
Excellent.
LA LUX LASH. I hope I get a discount now.
Yeah,
I should.
You should
tell them.
Well, my honeys listen. My honeys respect the game. LA is my largest demo. So, LA honeys, you better go check out LA Lux Lash.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And go to Ayana.
Excellent. There you go. We just got the hot scoop. Okay, so you sit down, they put the pads on. Does she put any liquid on your eyelashes before she starts?
I don't know.
So what I would do was, there was this kind of like eyelash primer.
I think maybe she does this.
And I sprayed it on a Q-tip, and then I would roll the Q-tip on the lashes. And what that does is it helps to clean the lashes, but it also will remove any proteins and oils that are on there to kind of prep them for the glue.
Okay,
not
great.
Every place I went did that.
Right.
But also, I had a lady one time have me go wash my eyelashes in the sink with baby shampoo.
Interesting.
Because you should have clean lashes. I would have girls show up with that maybe they were running late from, they came from an audition or a meeting or work or whatever, and I would have a makeup wipe ready for them to completely clean all of it off, because you can't.
They put mascara on their lashes?
Or it was like their first time or,
listen,
not everybody takes care of their shit. We'll get into that.
Okay.
So yes, you have to have absolutely baby clean, straight out of your mommy's womb lashes. You can't have any stuff on them. If you just came from working out, you got to wash up, so because it helps keep them clean. And if the lash glue goes on clean, then they're going to stay even longer,
right?
And be less uncomfortable. Everything. So we're prepped. We got our pads on. We are cleansed. Then we start. So what she does is, you sit with your eyes closed for 2-ish hours, with a big old bright light right in your
two
face.
2 hours.
How long does yours take?
I mean, the longest mine's ever taken is 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
And that's if you're getting a full set.
Right.
But now when I get my fills, it's like 45 to an hour.
Yeah. Well, the first initial set, the industry standard is 2 hours.
Wow.
If somebody can go 1.5 hours, more power to them.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone in the past 2 years, it's been 2.
Oh, wow. But I thought 1.5 was industry standard.
I mean, maybe it's evolving. What do I know?
No, I shouldn't have challenged you, and I'm
sorry.
No,
you didn't challenge. This is a conversation, baby.
I think I'm just having a panic attack thinking about tomorrow, because I'm getting a fill, and I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not there for 2 hours.
See, that's the thing. You have to be a very patient,
yes,
calm person. I would have a lot of people that had drank too much coffee, a lot of people who were anxious. They would be like, how much longer? I can't tell.
You're allowed to ask that?
I mean, people ask me.
I never ask.
I don't either.
I get too nervous.
Yeah, but the bright light can really... the bright light gives me anxiety, too, because I get them. I love them, but they're too much. Like I said, I'm too cheap to get my nails done, so I'm definitely too cheap to get lashes. Anyway, so the person doing the lashes sits above you with your head essentially like in their lap, but you're on a table. I'm just trying to present a visual for everybody. In each of their hands, they have a tweezer. So each hand, they have a tweezer. With their left hand, well, depending, I guess, if they're left or right-handed. I'm right-handed. I'm a basic bitch. So with their left hand, they're separating your lash with the tweezers. They are basically isolating one of your lashes. So they get your eyes, they spread your lashes, and they get it to where you have one lash by itself, like spread in a tweezer. So it's just like one lash alone. Then with the other tweezer, they pull one of the little lashes off of the strip, or they have them laid out on a table or whatever. They get the little lash extension, they dip it in the glue, and then they go to your single isolated lash and they place it on top of it. So then it has to sit there and the glue has to dry. Depending on your level of skill, some lash glue dries every 7 seconds. Some dries after 1 second. It just depends. Maybe that's why your woman's so fast, because she uses super quick dry glue.
Yeah.
Because if you move on too quickly, the two lashes on either side of your lash will stick to it, and then you're going to have to pull them out.
Oh.
Because if you blink your eye and you feel like a little dull ache, that means you have two lashes stuck in the glue, and when you close your eye, it like pulls the lash down. Do you ever feel that like little dull pain?
Yeah.
That's because there's two lashes stuck in the same glue.
Oh my God.
So,
what do I do?
Well, she's going too fast. I don't want to shade you.
I haven't felt it in a while.
Yeah. Maybe it was from when you had them done at that time. You were unhappy.
Yeah.
So that's why it takes so long.
Yes.
If you want, if you wanted to go faster, you can either request that they get a quicker glue. You could request to get somebody who has a faster skill set, or you can just get less lashes.
Or you get volume.
Yes, which I don't even, I tried to do and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, so that's like when it's not 1-to-1, but it's like 1-to-3.
Yes, or 1-to-6.
Yes, yeah, so they don't have to like fill every single lash because they're doing more per lash.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Maybe. And they're very thin. The little lashes that you put on are very thin, and then you can kind of wave them out.
Yes.
So you put 6 little thinner lashes on one lash and you fan them out as opposed to just one kind of thick lash on each.
So this has been an interesting transition for me in that for the first time I got a mixed fill.
Ooh.
Yeah. So some of mine are volume lashes because she said that as they fall out, it's less noticeable because you can fan them out. Yeah, so things are really changing for me.
They really are. And I noticed I never trained to do the 3D Russian technique, but I figured I could probably figure it out. I mean, how hard could it be? And there was like a little YouTube. It's pretty crazy because you have to have a license in order to do all this stuff. But if you wanted to really, you could figure out how to get the stuff without a license. I don't recommend that. I had a license. I'm just saying. But YouTube is pretty bare in terms of like training because it's illegal, basically.
Oh, you know, wow, you have to have
But I saw one little like 30-second clip, and I was like, I can figure this out. And I bought the stuff. The Russian glue is kind of gummy.
Oh.
So that when it dry, even when it's 100% dry, you can still move the lashes around.
Right.
So that's why you can fan them
yes.
out. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm like so old school. I'm like behind, you know?
No, I don't think so.
I need to go back to lash school and catch up on all these techniques. So, okay, so you're in the chair, you're in the bed, you're sitting there. They put a lash on every single lash that can hold one. And there's all different types of lash. Do you know what you get, like how the level, the number? Do you know any of that stuff?
No.
So there's levels of curl, and there's levels of length, and then there's level of thickness.
Oh, wow.
So for me, I like a C curl. Which is pretty, there's B, which is not that curly, C, D, and then it even goes up to J. J is literally like an anime character, like completely curled all the way around, you know? I like a C, and then I would do what's called a cat eye,
yes.
which is I go from the inner eye short to the outer eye long.
Okay.
Sometimes, I feel like yours look pretty the same length on all across your eye.
Oh, no.
Maybe, I don't know, I'd have to look closer.
I think I get doll eye.
Yeah, which is all the same across.
Yeah.
It's like a wide eye look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are the two different types you can get. You either do the same length all across your whole eye, which is a doll eye, or you get a cat eye, which is from inner eye shorter to out to longer eye in the, in the outer eye. So I like to do a C curl, a 0.2 thickness, and I go from like 11, 12, 13 length.
Interesting.
But you can do all kinds of stuff. I like 0.2s, but now they're doing even like the 0.05 or something are the Russian because they put like 3 or 4 on each eye. But I used to put 0.25s on people, which are like thick. She thick. But that's for people that like a thick look.
Yeah.
Like I got mascara on.
Mine is like, there's always the fear of like, oh, and then I'm in sweatpants and I'm walking around and it's like.
Yeah, you want them
you
to.
I want them to be able to like kind of pass.
Yes.
For any look.
Yes. Which you can do, or you can go super glam, or you can go super natural.
Mm-hmm.
In movies and stuff, I see them all the time now. Because maybe the heroine of the film is, you know, in the Hunger Games,
right.
for instance. And they're covered in dirt, and they're
right.
fighting for their life.
Exactly.
But they still look gorgeous.
Well, it's really great to get for, like, an event,
mm-hmm.
because, like, it won't smear.
Right.
Or, like, so if, like, you're going to get married... Excellent, because it's going to last you rehearsal dinner.
Yes.
Wedding.
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon, brunch, before
losing
the honeymoon.
Losing your virginity
exactly.
on your wedding
so
night.
So that whole week, you have your eyelashes.
I got mine for my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're sobbing up there,
right,
the strip is going to start to pull, you know, the lash strip could get all watery and flail off the middle of your I-dos.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not be
that.
A cute look. No, it would not be a cute look. I think... So you are like, you're in.
I'm in.
They're like, your thing.
I'm part of the cult. And
yeah.
I'm actually recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, there's nothing like them.
There really
I'm
isn't.
I'm telling you, I always used to tell my people, if you're thinking about getting your nose done, if you're thinking about getting anything done to yourself, do lashes first.
Because I already got my nose done.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How fun.
Oh, it was actually very painful, but
yeah,
it was a while ago.
When you were younger?
I was 21, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a big decision.
Yeah, I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're happy you did it.
Yeah, I'm happy now. It messed up my vision for a few years.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Well, I didn't even know that. I was just using that as an example. Like, if you're feeling insecure about anything in your life, get lashes first. Honestly, because they make your whole face look alive. Mm-hmm. And they just brighten up everything. There's nothing like waking up and just you look alert and awake and young.
And, like, so many people want to talk to you about them.
And do you notice that you get treated certain? Like, when I had mine, I remember one time I was going to the airport and I pulled into the airport parking and the guy's like, the lot's full. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm, like, really late. And I'm not one of those people. I know there's people. We all have that friend who, like, gets free shit everywhere they go or, like, you know, whatever. I'm not that person. And I was like, oh, that stinks. Oh, I'm late. And the guy goes, you know what? There's one spot left. And I swear it was because I batted those lashes at him. It's kind of like the peacock in the forest with the brightest tail feathers attracts the most mates during mating season or something. I feel like they kind of get you attention.
I feel like the only thing that's really gotten me attention is my dog.
Yeah.
But that's enough attention for me.
And sometimes people would be like, have you put eyelash extensions on Chooch? I'm like, are you insane?
But you do a dye. You do dye.
She does have a colorful tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that process like? Does she hate it?
No, they don't feel it. It's vegetable pigment.
Oh.
I'm not a monster.
Well, I get worried because Sugar hates grooming so much.
Yeah. Chuchi isn't a big fan of the grooming, but she puts up with it to look good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I am, too.
It's her priority.
Yeah. You know, I have to go to the salon and sit there for 3 hours or whatever, but you look great when you walk out.
Right.
It's sort of like lashes or nails or anything else. Mm-hmm. Good girl, Chuchi. So that's very exciting. So I think we really got into the lashes here.
I thank you, and I now know what I'm doing every 2 weeks.
Have you had any issues at all with them, like the initial start of them? Or you said you're actually right about, I tell people, the only things you cannot do, stick your head under the burning hot shower water. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like put your face right in the shower and let it pour over it. You don't do that, right?
Not unless I just really need it mentally.
Yes, exactly. That and then rubbing. I love rubbing my eyes.
That I've had to stop doing.
Yeah.
Or if I rub them on my eyelid above my eyelashes.
Yes, you've
so
trained
I don't
yourself.
I don't rub the lashes.
Yes. And then crying is a problem.
Yeah.
But if you blot correctly during the crying, they will not hurt them.
If you what?
If you blot. Blot your tears.
I thought you said block. And I was like, what am I blocking? You know, I'm a crier, and I'm always going to be a crier.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want to blot.
Yeah, I'll start blotting.
This is what you do. You fold the tissue in half.
Okay.
You lay it right under your eye, and then you close your eye.
While you're crying?
On top of it, yes. And that the tear will catch. Also, the reason that it's bad for them is that the water sits in the base of your lashes and just sits in there, and it makes the glue kind of give out sooner.
She told me I have to just wash my eyelashes after I cry.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I never told anybody that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm all about the blot life.
Give them a rinse.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm too animated during my crying to do that kind of blotting.
I completely understand.
Like I need to flail around a bit. Yeah. I have to like use my hands.
I feel like I tear up a lot.
Oh, I'm constantly crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch YouTube a lot?
No.
At all?
No.
Really? But you have a big YouTube channel.
I know.
Don't you want to see what else is out there?
No, it makes me sad.
It's the opposite, right? Yeah. I've been trying to listen to more podcasts just because I'm like, I am putting one out there. I got to hear what else is going on.
Listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't watch YouTube.
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube.
Oh, that's great.
But it's not just like YouTube channels. One of the things I've been watching lately are compilations of singers giving a microphone to people in the audience and then them killing it. And then the artists like reacting to how amazing they are.
Yes, I've seen those.
Oh, there's like 1,000 of them. And the other day I watched a ton of them and I was sobbing. Because to me, it's like that's the ultimate sign of your artistry in affecting other people like that. You know what I mean? Like Beyonce hands the mic to somebody and they fucking kill it with Halo. Like, that song is hard.
Yeah.
And this girl was, like, killing it. I can't sing Halo. I try all the time. I'm working on it for the Nashville intro, but I cannot hit those notes, and I'm not going to ruin everybody's day with some flatness, okay? I can take it down a key, but the opening is so low. Remember those walls I built? Baby, they're tumbling down. It goes low.
That sounded beautiful to
me. Well, but I'm not warmed up. But if I start it a key lower than that, I don't think I could hit the notes. So, because those halos get very high for me.
Okay, yeah.
They're a little out of my register. They're a little out of my register.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm working on it, okay? Maybe the next episode I'll be taking Halo for y'all, okay? So I wanted to just real quick ask, let's do your favorite products.
Oh, okay, great.
I know you've already covered some of them.
So I have very dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
And my hands get red and bleed and really,
yep.
And like, have been referred to as like hoofs.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hooves do get very dry.
Yes.
I remember my mom putting some kind of hoof serum or solvent on our horse's hooves when they would get really dry.
But my mom just got recommended from her doctor,
mm-hmm.
And they sell this just in CVS.
Yeah.
CeraVe
mm-hmm.
moisturizing cream.
Okay, excellent. Oh, the big tub.
Yeah, yep. So I now am trying to use this a lot more because I was using cream, but it wasn't really helping.
Yeah.
And this is actually, like, you can tell even after just one use that it's, like, doing something. So if you have really dry skin, mm-hmm. I recommend CeraVe, and you can use it all over your whole body.
I was about to say, have you done your face?
Not my face because,
yeah.
Okay, because that's my one other product that
yeah.
I'm addicted to. So on my face, because I have very fair skin mm-hmm. and because everyone should do it, I have to use the one with sunblock.
Yep.
So I use Clarins Multi-Active SPF 20.
Okay, excellent.
What do you think? Is that right?
Is that good? That's a moisturizer with a SPF in it?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you look fantastic, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to. If it were me, I would be like, you need to bust it up to 50.
Oh, but so few have that.
Yeah.
And this is like a really good brand, and
yeah.
the only one they have is the 20.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. You're probably not outside all the time.
I haven't been outside in years.
Months, yeah.
Yeah.
You drove here with a sheet over your car.
But if I'm going to, like, the pool, then I use sunblock.
Right.
This is just for, like,
daily use.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, makeup wipe at night, washing your hair every day, you are breaking a few rules, quote-unquote rules, but I will say you wear sunscreen every day, and that's the number one attribute rule.
Oh, my God.
And
really?
You would be surprised how many people come in here and tell me they don't wear sunscreen, and I get very upset at them.
You have to.
Thank you, Allison.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you think Gabby wears sunscreen every day?
On her face?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we got to get over there.
I don't even know where to start over there. I would just be happy if she showered.
Yeah. I should have gotten her a sunscreen
yeah.
for her birthday. I gave her a serum and a scrub. I tried to be
I
like...
I love a scrub.
You do?
Ooh. Like a body scrub?
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Oh, my God. I should have brought you one.
Oh, that would have been amazing. Well, you could still give me one.
Yeah, I'll send one over. I'm a scrub.
I'm
a scrub mommy.
I love it.
I will get the one I gave Gabby.
Okay, I'll ask. I'll ask her for it.
Sneak over there and just take it. I mean, what does she need? She didn't even shower, and then she doesn't need a damn scrub. Yeah, I love a scrub, too. Okay, so those are your two things?
Yeah, those are the things that I'm like, I feel confident I will continue buying the same brand of.
Yes.
Whereas everything else kind of changes.
Right. Well, I'm not going to tell you to add anything, but I will say... Because you look so good now, you can maintain this for a long time.
Oh, wow. You think so?
Well, you're already using the sunscreen. That's great. I mean, do you ever exfoliate?
So my face wash,
mm-hmm.
You can tell I talk about this a lot. Right now, my face wash is exfoliating.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I'm using a Clinique exfoliating
mm-hmm.
one. So I think that's good.
Yeah. Listen, you look so good. Your skin is gorgeous. So all I'm saying is, like, when you get to be like 33, we got to get an eye cream in there.
Yes, I need to get the eye cream in.
And a night moisture.
Okay.
When you're asleep, the body, it needs to replenish.
Okay. Okay.
But
you
again,
can convince me.
But focus on your health.
Yeah.
And don't push it.
I bought an eye cream once and I don't know.
It wasn't for you.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
I mean, if Natch Butte herself can't even get a damn rye cream, I think what it is like the only part of my face that I'm really unhappy with is my under eye. And it's just because I'm 33. And you start getting a little crinkly.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be very wrinkled My mom has a lot of wrinkles, and we have the same face. And I have very strong laugh lines already, but
I love those.
Oh, well.
I think you look fantastic. But yeah, I think it's just one of those things where it's like, this is just how my under eye is. I don't think the cream, I'm going to wake up and magically look, you know, like Miley Cyrus.
Would you ever do like injections and stuff?
Yeah, I have.
How was, because I'm not seeing any wrinkles.
Well, it's, I mean, they're there.
Oh, okay.
We're sitting across from each other in this giant football stadium, so it's hard for you to see them. But they're light. That's the thing. It's fine. You know, I'm my age.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think there's something to aging gracefully.
Yes,
100%. And that's a goal of mine.
Yes.
To not really fight it, but to just like move with it.
I agree, but got to keep that face supple with moisture.
Yes.
Especially
if
you're dry. If you're like really dry, we got to get a night cream on you.
Okay.
We got to get a night cream on you.
Okay. Can I just use my face wipe and then put the cream on, or do I have to do a full wash?
I mean, let's start there.
Okay.
Let's start there, and then we'll see how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of these brands that you like, they probably have a good one for nighttime.
Yeah.
That you could get a sample of and see how you feel. You don't even have to invest in a full one. Get a little samp.
Yeah.
And then if it's too much, if you're like, I can't do this, toss it, baby. Toss it and keep walking.
I think I can do it.
Well, you'll have to come back and report. Why don't you tell us real quick a little bit about Gossip and the day it comes out?
Oh, yes. Okay, so Gossip comes out on June 14th.
Excellent.
And it's going to be available wherever podcasts are available. And like you said, it's a scripted comedic soap opera. So it's kind of like a Desperate Housewives or Devious Maids, Jane the Virgin, but all audio with three female lead characters. I play one of them, and it's like a female-driven show, female writers, female producers. I'm really excited about it.
And honey, let me just give you some exciting news. So today is June 15th.
Oh,
which means that if you're listening to this, you can go check Gossip out right now. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, that's so Gossip is out right
now. Yes, go subscribe right. Listen to it immediately after Natch Butte.
Yes, you can find it anywhere. And there's also a fancy website called gossippodcast.com.
And everybody loves a good website.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic, nashby.com will have an episode guide up with everything me and Allison talked about. So then you can go over to gossippodcast.com. Just spend the whole day in front of the computer. It'll be a beautiful day, baby. Do you want to plug? Let's give your social, maybe a little bit about your book. Anything else you want to plug while we say bye?
The book is a young adult novel about two best friends who separate for the first semester of college. It's called I Hate Everyone But You. And then you can find me at Allison Raskin on Twitter and Instagram. And the YouTube channel is just Between Us. But mostly just go listen to Gossip.
Yes, that's what she's here for. She's here to spread the word because she knows we love podcasts over here, baby. I'm really excited. I think podcasts are obviously the wave of the future.
Yes.
And scripted pods are very fun and a cool, fun new thing to explore. And especially like comedy, soap, women. I mean, you're hitting every target for
and
me,
it's
baby.
It's not out there. There's just like nothing else like that right now. So maybe people will be like, that's for a reason. But hopefully they'll be like,
no,
we wanted this.
We love it. We're excited. I can't wait to hear. I'm going to tune in right now, baby. Thank you so much for being here, Allison.
Thank you for having
me. Sugar, thank you for being here. Please, if you have any hair ideas for Allison, would you mind getting tweeted at?
I'd love to be tweeted
at. Okay, she wants.
And also, any really good lip care treatment?
Oh, agave. Is it Bite Beauty? The Bite Beauty agave mask.
What? For your lips?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can you write that down for
me? Yes.
Okay,
I don't
great.
Have it, but everybody loves it on YouTube. I get told about it all the time.
It's just for your lips?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bite Beauty, which is at Sephora.
Okay.
It's all vegan, cruelty-free. And you put it on at night, and you wake up, and your lips are supple and hydrated
oh my God,
and beautiful. And because, why not put a mask on your lips? It's 2018.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll get you that. We'll get you some hair care.
Oh, I'm going to be so
beautiful. You already are, baby. You already are. We're just going to accentuate. Yes. Well, thank you for being here, Allison. Everybody tune in to Gossip. And don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Which you keep your fringe fresh because you wash every day.
Yes, I do. But I do need to cream my neck.
Cream the neck. And sunscreen. You put your cream at your sunscreen every day on the neck?
Oh, I use that on my neck?
Yes.
Perfect.
Honey, yes.
Love it.
Okay, great.